know what is not L'shem Shemayim here. Oh, I thought I didn't know you were in Malachi. I'm shocked. I even know you. The two of you don't come together. Why? You're not getting along. Because I'm happy to make shalom bayis if you need. Okay, I'm going to finish up the sugya of Hilacha Shalai Beregel. I don't know if everybody was on last week or not. So we'll just read through the Mishnah quickly for those that weren't here. Mishnah says that the psul of shalei lishma is in dalat avoyin. It's pesach at shalei lishma makim al vilach zavuk shalei lishma. Or lishma and shalei lishma. In all of these cases, it's psul. Psulin. Ketzel lishma shalei lishma. Lishem pesach lishem shlomim. Lishem shlom lishem pesach. Shazavach nifsal bar bo dvor. The korban becomes psul by any one of the four avoyinus. Shchita kibul hiluch and zrika. By any of the dalat avoyinus. Shimon machshe behiluch. If Shimon says that halacha doesn't pass on the carbon, if you have kavanah shalei lishma, b'shas halacha the carbon is still kosher. Sheir of Shimon Aymeri efshe shalei b'shchita shalei b'kabol shalei b'zvika, avol efshe lasos b'lo hiluch sheichet b'tzad mizbech v'zorik. And therefore, it's not mak of the carbon. Therefore, kavanah shalei lishma doesn't pass on. So basically, Reb Elazar Rav Shimon says it depends. If the hiluch was ma'akev, meaning if you're walking toward the mizbeach, that makes the korban pasul. If you're walking away from the mizbeach, it doesn't make the korban pasul. So last week we spent some time trying to understand what is the shita of Rav Shimon when he says any avoda which is not ma'akev, the shalei lishma doesn't make it possible. First, we brought down a shaila in the achronim upon Amiris. Does Rav Shimon agree l'chol apachas that it's not oilo l'bailam l'shem chayva? Because we only find him in our Mishnah by Pesach and Chatas, where the question is not only oilo l'bailam l'shem chayva, the question is whether it's kosher. That's our Mishnah. The question is, does Rav Shimon hold that it's taka still not meratzah? It's for shalei lishma. It's for the kavanah shalei lishma. Or since it's avoda she'ef shalavatlo, Rav Shimon holds it's kosher. Kosher v'ol ba'al m'shem chayv. That was one shaila. The other shaila we had was, is Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon arguing about what type of avoda makes a korban pasul? Meaning that the Rabbanon hold any avoda makes a korban pasul. Any avoda makes a korban pasul. And therefore, halach is the same. And Rav Shimon holds no. In order for avoda to make something pasul, it's not enough that it's an avoda, it has to be avoda she'ef shalavatla. Which would mean that there's a lomda shemachloikas between Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether shaloi lishma attaches itself to a avoida that's not ma'akev. The other way to learn is no. There's a practical machloikas between Rav Shimon and the Chacham. Rav Shimon holds you could bypass halacha, as he says you could check right next to the mizbeach. You could bypass halacha completely. And the Chachamim hold you can't bypass halacha. But really, the Chachamim would agree to Rav Shimon that if it would be an avoda she'ef shalavatla, then they also would agree it's kosher. That's those were the two tzedakim we had, and that's what we were. So we brought raya to both directions. We actually had a stira of Ramana, how much came through, because I was in to go walking through security while I was giving shiurs. It wasn't so for me anyway. It wasn't so the best way to give a shiur. So the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos by us is mashma one way. The Rambam Mishnah Torah is mashma another way. By us in the Pirush Mishnayos, in mashma from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Chachamim of Shimon argue in Lomdus. If Shimon holds that avoider that you could bypass, even though it's an avoider, it's not a question, it's an avoider, but it doesn't make the carbon puzzle. Right? Any avoider that you could have bypassed doesn't make the carbon puzzle. And the Chachamim argue, they hold even avoider, Shef Shalavat, it's an avoider for Lishma, doesn't make it puzzle. That's the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says that Halacha is Avodah Sheyef Shalavatla, in fact. And in Rashi, we brought down a Shtikl Stira. So it remains a little blurry as to what is the Machloikis in our Mishnah. Is Machloikis a Lomdus Machloikis? Right? Or is it a practical Machloikis? A practical Halachic Machloikis, whether Halacha could be bypassed. Now, if you hold that the Chachamim agree to Rav Shimon, the way it's mashma from the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, right? That in fact that the avodah has to be if shalavatla, and it's just that the chacham hold you need halacha, then the question would come to be, then why would the whole halacha be makav? It's not makav. You can move one foot, and that's enough. So just like Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon at the end of the Mishnah says, that if you're walking away from the Mizbeach, that's called Efshalavatla, and there the carbon is kosher. So Lachar, according to the Chachamim, once you nayat puter, once you move a drop, that should be sufficient. So any kavana you would have past that point should not be makiv. It isn't makiv. So why did Chachamim give a blank check that halacha, that Shalai Lishma passes by halacha just like it passes by all the other avodas? So that remains to be clarified. Why? In other words, if the Chachamim in fact agree to Rav Shimon that Shalai Lishma can only attach itself to Ef Shalavatla, then the same halacha should apply over here. Now, another problem we're going to have, let's go into the Gemara, we'll see. It says the Gemara, Kabbalah Mipasal Vatayin V'Kriv is Kabbalah Sadam. Kabbalah makes the carbon puzzle. Shalai Lishma. We have a brisa that seems to say otherwise. Kabbalah Sadam Eino Zrike. Kshuwaim Vizorik was become and Mekayim V'Kriv was a Kabbalah Sadam. It's talking about Kabbalah. Bnei Aaron Koyin Kosher B'Klisharas Amar B'Kiva. Minayin L'Kabbalah Shalai Teil B'Koyin Kosher B'Klisharas Amar Kam Bnei Aaron V'Nei Malalon Eilu Shmois Bnei Aaron Akoyinim Amashuchim Malalon. Just like over there, but when it's talking about Allah's of Yisomer, it's Koyin Kosher Klisharis, of Kan, but Koyin Kosher Klisharis. Omar Tarf and Akapach has Bini, Yemloi Shemati, Efesh Ben Kabbalah, Zrika, Ben Lugla Farish. Rav Tarfon said, I heard that there's a difference between Kabbalah and Zrika, and I don't know what it is, but Bekib Sani HaFarish. Kabbalah is a Bamachshava Kamaisa. Zrika also a Bamachshava Kamaisa. Kabbalah is different, because Kabbalah, Machshava won't make it possible. Simply the way the Gemara reads now, Shalal Shema doesn't pass by Kabbalah. Kiblu b'chutz ane chayiv koros. Zorka b'chutz chayiv koros. Oynish koros. Kiblu p'sulim. Ein chayiv nolam kor. Dena chayiv nisa. Zorku p'sulim chayiv nolam. Omer p'tarfen, avoidu, itis yom lo small. He tells Rabbi Kiva, you know what I heard better than I know. Ani shemati in l'fagish, ata dara shemaskim l'shemua. You're darshaning to understand what I heard. The bottom line is, says clearly, Kabbalah, Machshav is not, doesn't make possible by Kabbalah. And our Mishnah says, L'kuli alme, Kabbalah, Shalei Lishma is possible. The Gemara says, no kasha. Kan b'machshav is Shalei Lishma. Here we're talking about a kavon of Shalei Lishma. Kan machshav is Pigel, kan machshav is Shalei Lishma. It's two different things. Dafka Pigel is not by Kabbalah. Shalai Lishma is also by Kabbalah. We'll see what the difference is. Tekanami diktoni shazavach nifsal. In our Mishnah it says nifsal, it doesn't say nispagel. Veloik toni mispagel shmamino, machshev espigel epasal kabol, tan yochol ite machshev mayel selo bezvike polvat, minan rabbi shchita kabol otam aloyma, vmeyochol yochol mitzazav ashlumi mashluhi rotza, bedvom avim leachila kosum medaber, yoshma amarbe, I will be marbe also shvicha shivayim, pouring the shivayim down the mizbech, which is not magiv, Akhtor say Murim, which is not Mark of the Kurb. Says the Gmor Tamad Loimar, Lo Yerotza, Mark of Oysa, Lo Yechosh, Zvika B'chal Oysa, Lo Meyotza, Lo Yemel Chom Azug, Nes Yavoydu, Mark of Kapor, Kol Shri Mark, Avoydu, Shichas, Shivai, Akhtor say Murim, Ay Mark, Vinas HaKapor, and therefore they're not Mark. So the bottom line is we see that there is Pigul by Zvika, by Kabol, Akashi, Hodom Shechet, Amnas HaKabol, Lo Melomocha, there the Kurban doesn't become possible. Hadomar, in the other case where it does become possible, where a guy says, I'm a Kabel, I'm not Shlushuk Shivayim Lomach. Okay. Because Pigel is only Chal on something which is an Achila, either Achilus or the Achilus Mizbeach. So there's two things. One thing is, when could you register the Kavon of Pigel? And one thing is, what is your Kavon? So the Brisa that says that there's no pigul by Kabbalah is saying there's no pigul if your thought is about Kabbalah. Because Kabbalah is not an achila. Kabbalah is not an achila, mizbeach or achila sodom. The Brisa and the Mishnah that says that there is pigul by Kabbalah is talking about where you had a kavana at the time of the Kabbalah about an achila sodom or achila mizbeach. So that's the conclusion. Says the Gemara, "Amalei Umarabonim leRava Shvicha Shivayim leApostle Machshava Tanya liYochalotei Machshava Mayelos Bachilas Basa Minayim leRava Shvicha Shivayim." Even pouring down the blood of Mizbech, Tamalim meYochal Yochal Shteches Akasam Medaber Chilasol Machilas Mizbech. Again, the same answer. Ha loikasha the Omar and Yizurik Amalas Shvicha Shivayim. Then it's possible. When you Shvicha Shivayim Amalas Lachtei Murim leMacha, it doesn't become possible. Basically, you need two things. You need a achilus mizbeach. In order to have pigul, you need two things. You need to have the kavana during one of the dalet avodas, which are ma'akev. If you had the kavana during the time of an avoda that's not ma'akev, the korban doesn't become pigul. Number two, it has to be about an achilus mizbeach. But the achila doesn't have to be ma'akev. So you could have pigul about shirayim. That's fine. That is pigul. Because that has to be that the avodah is ma'akev about an achila. So these are definitions, meaning the avodah is what's becoming possible. That's really to understand it. The avodah is what's making it possible. What's making it possible is not the achila, it's the avodah. So therefore the avodah has to be an avodah ma'akev. If the avodah that you're having the kavana at the time is not ma'akev, it's not going to do anything. Because every pigul is a psul avodah. It's not a psul achila. It's a psul avodah. So the number one has to be during the time of an avodah that's ma'akev. Now, what does the kavana have to be about? An achila. The achila doesn't have to be ma'akev because it's not the achila that's making the korban possible. It's the avodah that's making the korban possible. So the achila does not have to be ma'akev. The achila you're thinking about does not have to be ma'akev. But the avodah that you're doing it during has to be ma'akev. So although the kavanas achila is ma'akev, that's just because that's the definition of pigul. That's the definition of the type of machshava that it is. A machshava that doesn't relate to achilas odom or achilas mizbeach is not a pigul machshava. Right? But the psul is not in the machshava. The psul is in the avodah. That's how I always explained why the kohanim shepiglu, the whole sugi in the Dorim and Gittin, kohanim that were mefagel akor. So there's a whole discussion if the chayiv, if the potter has a kshein nikker. So the Ran in the Dorim asks, where's the Maisa Hezek? In other words, where is the Maisa Hezek? I'll bring you the Gemara. Gemara's in the Dorim Lamed Vav. The Ran asks, when a coin is Mefagel, forget whether it's Hezek Nicker or not Hezek Nicker. Where's the Kavona? Where's the Maisa Hezek? So the Gemara says here like this, Kahanim Shepiklu B'Mikdosh Lamed Vav and Beis in the Dorim. Kahanim Shepiklu B'Mikdosh, right? B'Mezidos. Zokteran, where's the Maisa? Where's the Maisa? Ain't of them oyster dover shein and shaloi b'machshava. I can't answer your thing with my machshava. I'm your shliach. Right? If I'm your shliach, I can't answer your thing. So the Ran says, afa pisha shulchi didoninu. The coin is our shliach. So how's it chal? Mishim the odom oyster dover shein and shaloi al yidei Maisa. So the Ran says that the Kohen, when he does an action, that means if I make you a shliach and you try to have a kavona, ask for something that's mine, I could say, there's a fascinating Rabbi Kivega, Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos, fascinating Rabbi Kivega. He talks about somebody taking a cholent pot off. Somebody takes a cholent pot off. So the halacha is you're only allowed to put it back if you had kavona when you took it off to put it back on. Right? So what do? Friday night, cholent pot is taken off. The guy who took off the cholent pot is a yeshiva bachur. He has no das to put it back. But the father, the balabos, his ikka cholent is tomorrow. He wants the cholent back on. Could they put the cholent back on? So Kivega wants to say that the guy who took the cholent off is nothing more than a shliach. The balabos is the ikka. He says, you have no koich to aser on the balabayas from putting it back. That's the Rav Kivega. Rav Kivega says, he's a cancel of tikunish latich of loy lavusi. And therefore, Rav Kivega is down. The Maharsham brings this down also. That you should be allowed to put the cholent back. Right? Rav Shach, Zeche Tzadik Levrocha, in his Chidushim on Rambam, he argues with Rav Kivega. Rav Shach wants to say that this is an action. Because he says his concept is like this. Really, you're not allowed to put something back on Shabbos. Once something is off, it can't be put back on. It's just that if you have das to put it back, it's kilu, it's still one long shiur. In other words, the chachomim asud chazorah b'Shabbos. The tenoy chazorah there to make that it's as though you didn't take it off. In other words, it's one long extended stay on the blech. So says Rav Kivega, says Rav Shach, once the cholent was taken off, right? So now you need the das to stay. It's not the das to keep it off that's the problem. It's the das that keeps it on that allows the extension to continue. And therefore he says a chiddush like this, Rav Shach. He says, what would be, and this happens a lot of times in a house, the fire goes off, right? You see that fire is off, or the fuse blows, whatever it is. So now you want to take the pot and put it onto another heating element. Assuming the pot is still hot, that's all the tenoim, everything is okay. Yeah. So if Shach wants to say, you're not allowed to put it back. Even though you never had das to take it off. He says, it doesn't matter. Chazor is only mutar on Shabbos if it's a continuation of the original Shehiyah. That's his concept. That's what I'm saying. No. Rav Shach is saying like this, the Balabos, the fact is the cholent is off. When the cholent is off, it's off. Right? The Chazal or Mechadish, that if the one who took it off has the ask to put it back on, it's Ki'ilu, it wasn't taken off. You sitting over there, wanting your cholent to stay on, doesn't help. That's his point. The cholent was taken off. You need the positive das. It's not like a das or yiseres. That's Rav Shach's concept. Laloch, I'm not machmel like Rav Shach. When people come to me with the Shaila on Shabbos, if the fire went off, and they want to put it onto another heating element. So if it's still hot and it has all the So no, I'm not machmal like Rav Shach. It's a nice lomdash vod, but that's his idea. By pigul, question is it the machshava that's answering? So the Ran seems to be saying ma'aseh. So the point of the Shachov, everybody yes on Rav Shach, on the Ran. What do you mean? Where's the ma'aseh? The Ran says the pigul is oiser al yidei ma'aseh. It's a ma'aseh, it's a machshav. That's it, where is the kasha? No, the Ran is asking, every kohen shemefagel, right? Where's the ma'aseh that he's answering?
Let's say there's no ma'aseh. Let's say it's machshav.
So he, say ain't the ma'aseh.
But the Torah has a right to make an exception. If that's the only way that...
No, so the Ran is saying, so what's... Well, then it wouldn't be an exception. Then it would be a raya from here.
To all over.
We don't. That's what we normally say. So the Ran is saying, why is this not a contradiction with the concept of Eina the Moisa Dover Shein Yishloi?
We wouldn't say that it's generally you can't do it, but here you could.
That's like every binyanav. It would be a binyanav. So the Ran says, no, this is a Maisa. So everybody else on the Ran, where's the Maisa? The Torah says, this Ran, even though it's in the dorm, he's telling us a Moradik Achidish in Uchus culture. He's telling us that Pigul is not a Psul Machshava. Exactly. What's passing the corpse, even though the Avera is the Machshava. And that's why, potentially, it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Potentially. Because the Lav that you're doing is the Machshava. But what's passing the carbon is the Avoida. The Avoida is passing the carbon. And that's why, ultimately, our Gemara is saying that what you're thinking about doesn't have to be something that's ma'akev. Because it's not the if the machshava would be asering, then if you would be thinking about shirayim, it wouldn't make it possible. Because the shirayim themselves are not don't pass. But it's not the machshava that's making the korban possible. It's the avoider that's becoming possible. The machshava is just creating a psul avoider. That's what's happening over here. So that's the reason why the Gemara holds that the machshava has to be on something that's during the time that you're doing avoida makiv, but the achila doesn't have to be makiv because the achila is what your machshava is going on. That doesn't have to be makiv. That's what comes out from the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Okay, so here's the nekuda that I think is important to be mevar, because this is going to bring us back to our whole shayla. Omar b'yudah b'reid rab chia, shamaiti, I heard, shetfilas etzba, mifageles b'chatas apnimis. Now by the chatas apnimis, the aloch is the kohen has to spritz the blood directly with his finger. Right? Unlike, let's say, a shlomim, where you spritz the blood from the kli. In fact, there's a machlekes achroinim. If etzba is possible even by other karbonis, meaning when the Torah gave it in zrika from the kli, what would be if the kohen would do it with his hand? So it's a machlekes achroinim. If that would be ma'akev, meaning some hold where the Torah didn't require etzba, you're not allowed to use etzba. It's ma'akev that you, if you use the etzba, it wouldn't even work. But definitely you don't need etzba. By chatz apnimis, you need etzba. There's no question that you need etzba over there. So he said, Shamati, I heard that it's mefagel as b'chatz apnimis. It's mefagel. So if the kohen, when he dips his finger into the blood, by the chatz apnimis, it's mak. Mefagel. Shomil, former kamed about pade. Omele klum lamad the pigel ele mishlomim. Ma shlomim, ain't tfilas etzba mefagel as b'chatz. So Rashi seems to learn. If you look at Rashi, he says, Shlomim, Eimbom Tfilas Edzba, Shekol Domim Bizrika Meklilim Izbeach. By the non-chata zrika, you spritz the blood directly from the vessel, from the kli. You don't do it with your finger. That's Rashi's lush. Eimbom Tfilas Edzba. So Chazanish, based on our Gemara, says that if you would use your finger, it would be possible. Because if there's always a din to spritz it either from the kli or your finger, then finger would be called an avoida. The Gemara is trying to say that Tfilas Etzba is not, by Shlomim, is not an Avodah. So Chaznish says that even if you would do it, it would be possible. That's his sheet. Now the Mekeves HaMishnah in Perek Ches, in Maaseh Korbanos, he argues. He holds that if a Kohen would spritz the blood directly with his finger, even by a Shlomim, by other Korbanos, it would be kosher. So according to him, you have to learn the Gemara means it's not Ma'akev. That's the way you have to read the Gemara. Pchatzkel Abramsky also learns like that. So Luchar, according to them, why wouldn't Tfilas Etzba be Mefagel by other Korbanos, by Shlomim too? You have to know. But anyway, that's their Shita. So he says, ain't Tfilas Etzba Mefagel Esbahem. And therefore, we should say that by Chatas also ain't Tfilas Etzba Mefagel Esbahem. Just like by Shlomim, we learn everything from Shlomim. So just like by Shlomim, Tfilas Etzba is not Ma'akev by them, so who had the Novir shouldn't be Ma'akev. That's the Gemara's Kash. Okay. Strange Kasha. But we'll get to it because it's going to get more difficult to understand. Says the Gemara. So I'm just looking up the tasers here 1 second. All right, let's get back to this. V'chakom mishlom lomadnu, eima shlom shaloi lishmo, eim oitzim dey pigu, af chatas also, shaloi lishmo, eim oitzim dey pigu. So Eric Morris says like this, if you're going to tell me that we're limited, that pigu is only going to make a carbon puzzle, v'chayagavna where it would be by shlomim too, then that would mean that if somebody would have in mind shaloi lishmo, by Pesach or Chatas, the korban should still be pigul. Meaning there's a rule. By pigul only, there's only a chi of pigul, of chorus, if you did everything else other than the pigul properly. We spoke about this earlier. In other words, a korban that's possible for another reason, other than pigul, then it doesn't become pigul. So the Gemara is saying, but now if you're going to tell me that everything is duplicated from Shlomim, so then just like Shlomim, if you had a Kavana Shalei Lishma, the Pigul would still be Chal, because it's the carbon's kosher. So Chata should be the same. Meaning, you want to tell me that Pigul is duplicated from Shlomim to Chatas, then if you did a Chata Shalei Lishma, it should still be possible on Pigul too. It's very strange, Gemara. The halacha is, it has to be kachshoras kosher, kachshoras psul. That in order for pigul to be chal, you need that everything should be kosher. And by chata shalo lishmo, it's possible. What's the Gemara mean to even ask here? Very, mamash apella. The first part of the Gemara is saying, fine, we learn pigul from shlomim, so it only applies to shlomim avoidus. Okay, that makes sense. We learn Pigul from Chatas from Shlomim. So it only is applicable to those Avoidus that we find by Shlomim. Those Avoidus we don't find by Shlomim. That's logical. The Gemara jumps from that to saying, well, if you're going to tell me, we duplicate Shlomim and Pigul together. So then, Shlomim and Chatas together, meaning the Pigul of Shlomim and the Pigul of everywhere else. So then, if you had a mind, Shaloi Lishma by a Chatas, other than Pigul, it should still be Pigul, because by Shlomim, in that duplicated picture, now, that would be equivalent to saying, if somebody had Kavana by a Chatas, to eat it the second day, Chutzal Zman, it should be kosher. Should be Pigul. Because by Shlomim, if you have a mind to eat it the second day, it's kosher. Does anyone understand what I'm saying? If somebody had a mind to eat a chatas, to be mefagel a chatas, he should have to have in mind that he's going to eat it 3 days later. Because since we learn Pigel from Shlomim, and Shlomim is Nechal Shnei Yomim, so if this would have been a carbon Shlomim, I would have been allowed to eat it for 2 days. So now that I have Kavanah to eat it in 2 days from now, it doesn't become Pigel. Elamai, that's Narishkeit. A Chatas is not a Shlomim, a Shlomim is not a Chatas. So what's the Gemara saying here? It's the same Kasha. What's the Gemara saying? Kasha doesn't read. So if you look at the Brisker of by us, he takes a kasha. He says, "Harei tzorach sheyakrav amatik mitzvot zekatzos kasha kachatzos psul v'kivin shelo lishma b'yselas b'chatas nimtzah shelo kovukom atir behetav lo yichal pigul u'ma b'kach sheimachshev shelo lishma b'yselas b'shlomim." It makes no sense. That's the Brisker of's kasha, but it's obvious kasha. You don't need Brisker of to ask this kasha. It's merafis sigur. It's merafis sigur. The Gemara is saying that if we learn from Shlomim, then everything has to be the same. So I think the way to get around this is not the main sugya I wanted to discuss. I think the way to get around this kasha is like this, to better understand what is Hartzos, what is Takamik Hartzos, Kosha Kach Hartzos Psul. That rule that we have, that the Brisker Rav here is quoting, that Kartzos, kosher, kachartzos, psul. Right? That rule. He says, I'm reading the Gemara, kitzor, shiach, with the mitzvah, kartzos, kosher, kachartzos, psul. It's like, on daf chof tesom on the base. We're going to have it. So Gemara says over there, in order for it to be pigul, we look at it like it's a kosher carbon. What does the Gemara mean by that? So some of you may remember, we spent a lot of time in Meseches Me'ilah on this concept. It's a very difficult concept. How could you have hachsharas psul? The carbon is possible. What does it even mean? What does it mean that the carbon will only become pigul if it continues properly? It's a possible carbon. It is a possible carbon. It can't be proper. It is already possible. Meaning, a carbon that's possible already, whatever you do with it is possible. It's infected. You spritz the blood, it's possible. You makrav the whatever you're doing is possible. So what's pshat in that din that you need a hechsher pigel? The carbon has to now be kosher to become pigel. It's not. It's an impossible concept to exist. If I have a carbon that's possible, and I have in mind now another kavanah, right? I spritzed a carbon that's posel, I spritzed the blood betumah. Okay. I'm not over a new iser. It's not now, now it's a carbon that's posel al tumah. No. It's posel. There is no, it doesn't make a difference if you do kosher or posel.
What? Is it chicken and egg? Is it was posel
because of pigle? Once it's posel,
because
of pigle, it's posel. Now, if you have in mind the next thing, now you have in mind, you do so, you take off your big day corners, and now you spritz the blood without your big day corner. It doesn't affect anything. It doesn't affect anything. So, what I'm saying conceptually, how do you understand it? Bechlal. The only way to understand it, really, is that the Torah was mechadish, that there's a ritzui for pigle. In other words, this has now becomes what we call a pigle carbon. So just like, for instance, we had a Pesach turns into a Shlomim. We discussed this Barichas. So now it's like a Shlomim carbon. Right? Now it's a Shlomim carbon. Right? In fact, we had a Tzlach that wanted to be Mechadish, that if a Pesach would be Posel, Shalei Lishma, Chutz L'Zmane. So if you shechted the rest of the year, L'Shem Pesach would be Posel, Shalei Lishma. Because now it's a Shlomim. With the halachas of that you're not allowed to do with shaloi lishma. It transfers. So when you have a machsheves pigul, the fact that the Torah said that the pigul does not penetrate till after zrika, so now there is a continuation of avoida of pigul. In other words, the Torah was, it's true, if the Torah would have not been machadish, that pigul kicks in only after Zrika, then it's true, then I was right what I said. That once it's possible, it's a joke. What are you doing? There's no carbon here to continue to do anything with. There's nothing to penetrate the carbon. It's infected. But the fact that the Torah required that in order for the din pigel to be chal on this carbon, you need Zrika, that alone gives it life. The carbon now has a pigel life to it. Because the Torah said that it won't become pigel until Zrika. So now the psul gives it life. It's like Gira Nosha has no time. So we pass can Gira Nosha ain't begida benos in time, has no time. So everybody is. So how's it also b'achila? That means Gira Nosha, anything else that tasted like a Gira Nosha would be allowed to eat. Chazer, the Gira Nosha of a chazer, you can eat it. Midaraisa. Why? It's not eating. It's like eating a stick. It's an eitz. Yeah. The iser gira nasha makes it called an achila. The fact that the Torah said don't eat the gira nasha, the iser makes it into an achila. Without the iser, it's nothing. It's not even an act of eating. But now that the Torah said don't eat the gira nasha, that's how he answered it, the Gemara in Chum. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Torah achshavei l'achila. Right? I held that this is a portion of China, Gemara and Chulin. The Gemara and Chulin has a discussion where the Gira Nosha was already also before Matan Torah, from Yankov Avina. So the Gemara brings a Raya. The Gemara brings a Raya because when the brothers came down to Mitzrayim, it says, Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochein, Pashas Miketz. That Yosef Atzadik took out the Gid before he gave the brothers the meat. So everybody else on the Gemara, he shechted it also. They weren't chayv and shechited. Elamai, they kept the whole Torah before it was given. So what's the raya from Gira Nosha? What's the raya from Gira Nosha? They kept the entire Torah before it was given. So I said, very posh, what's pshat? They kept anything that was possible to keep. But the gid is not eating bechlal. There's no reason to take the gid out of the animal. There's no time in the gid. The only reason why the gid scientifically exists is because the Torah gave it life. The gid anasha doesn't have any scientific life. The Torah gave it life. When Moshe came down on Har Sinai, he said, don't eat the gid anasha. He gave it scientific life. Till then, it's a piece of wood. Memela, if the Isser wasn't given yet before Matan Torah, there'd be no reason for the others to clean the gid out. Even if they wanted to keep the whole Torah before it was given. It's nothing. Nikra HaGid is like pulling out a piece of wood. There's no time that's coming out of the Gid. Anyway, that's a shot here by Pigel. The Torah went and the Torah gave life to this dead carbon. The Torah said, this carbon that you had a machshava that made it possible, really right now, there's nothing to do with this carbon. It's possible. Has nothing to live for anymore. There's nothing. But the Torah said that the pigel's not going to be chal until Zrika. So now the carbon has a pigel life to it, pigel existence. That's a shot. Now that it has a pigel existence, I could still have other kavanas. So it's ironic, but the psul gives it life. Because the Torah said that for that psul to be chal, you have to go through the process through Zrika.
That makes Zrika meaningful.
That makes it meaningful. That makes everything through Zrika. From whenever you had the pigle, it has something to live for now. So now you could. So the psul gives it life. The fact that the Torah required, that's the pshat. So now the Gemara now is very geshmak. The Gemara is saying, if that's the case, so the whole reason why Shaloi Lishma prevails after you had a machshavas pigel is because the Torah was mechadish. There's a new concept called pigel, and for pigel you still have to continue doing this process A, B, C. So it's only because of pigul why it's still possible to do it. So the Gemara is saying now, very good. Shaloi lishma is not part of the pigul process. Because the whole source of pigul comes from shlomim. And by shlomim, shaloi lishma doesn't play a role in the carbon. So we have no source that shaloi lishma is part of the pigul process. If it's not part of the pigul process, it's irrelevant. In other words, its relevance is only there because of pigul. So if it would be the carbon is still kosher, so then what the brisk over there is asking is a plea. The carbon is still kosher. And now there's a din, you have to do everything kosher with this carbon. So what's the Gemara saying? I would think that by a chatas, shaloi lishma wouldn't affect the pigul. Just like by shlomim, it doesn't affect the pigul. Affect the brisk rav, what do you mean? It's not achshoros psula. By chatas, the shaloi lishma, it's posel. The teretz is, the carbon is posel anyway already. The only thing left in this carbon is to do a pigul process. And what's the marker for pigul process? Shlomim. So in the pigul process, there was never an introduction that lishma is part of that process. Once it's not part of that process, it's nothing. It's irrelevant. That's the point of the Gemara. Now it's on a pigul track. The only reason why any psul talks to us now is because there's a pigul track that the Torah introduced. And the Torah introduced that by shlomim. The halacha shlomim apply. Not chattis. It's not a chattis anyway. It's a pigul. It's a pigul. That's what I'm saying. It's not a chattis anymore. It's a pigul. It's not a shlomim anymore. It's a pigul. So really, nothing should mean anything. But the Torah says the Torah gave a pigul track. But in that pigul track, the Torah didn't give a shaloi lishma track because it was talking about shlomim. So now we have no mocker. That's the pshat in the Gemara. We have no mocker. It's so gishmak that we're going to have to struggle now in the Teretz of the Gemara. The Puskrov is saying, what's the Hamamina? Now you have to schwitz on the Teretz of the Gemara. But I think that's the pshat in the Gemara now, where the Gemara is going. So the Gemara says that L'chair we should say by a Shlomim too, that by a Chatas too, we should say Shaloi L'shmo should not affect it. Afchatas Shaloi L'shmo ain't moitzi midei pigul. And now the Briskov's kash of our tzosk, psul is not a problem. Elamai is the chlameima. Elamai, the only explanation we could give why we don't say that, we should say that. We should say that Shaloi L'shmo doesn't affect pigul. Because since pigul was introduced by shlomim, pigul process was introduced by shlomim, so we have no source to say that pigul process requires l'shmo. That's the way we have to read the Gemara. There's no mucker that the pigul process requires lishma because it's introduced here. So Elamai, what's the reason why it's not like that? It must be, Elamai is the chomema, that's not the way pigul works. The way pigul works, it's like a binyanav. The Torah was machadish, there's a concept called pigul. There's a shlomim pigul, there's a chatas pigul, there's an oil pigul. It's not pigul. Meaning, there's two ways to look at pigul. One is, there's a disease called pigul. Whatever carbon you are, once you become pigul, now you're a pigul carbon. The Gemara is saying, if that's the case, then shaloi lishma also shouldn't affect anything. It must be that's wrong pshat and pigul. The lomdus of pigul is, no, it's a shlomim pigul. And from shlomim pigul we learned there's such a thing called a chatas pigul. So once you're telling me that, so your tefillah also is not a kasha. You're asking me, why would tefillah's etzba be mefagel? It should be like shlomim. No. Chatas, exactly. Says the Gemara, l'maisa chomeimu, we're the kokasya. Hachanami, mi brud the kokasya. There's a rebu in the pasuk. Is such a thing called pigul? Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, so he comes and he says like this. Om Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Ba'ali Yisru Shemati, Me Rebbe, Shetfilas Etzba Mefagelis. The taka is mefagel. Toi bar avshim halakus kulam anu pigle ala mishlomen. Mashlom tefez is mefagel as bo. Afchata sin zon mefagel as bo. The same question we asked. Vichakom mishlomen. Shlom shlo yishmona imoitzi mini pigle. Afchata shlo yishmona imoitzi mini pigle. Amar zira chanina in. Hakom mishlom lo. It's true. Hoy uchutz lom koim et poysel mishlomen. Shlo yishmoy poysel bachatas. Machutz lom koim et poysel mishlomen. Is it's moitzi mini pigle. Af shlo yishmoy poysel bachatas moitzi mini pigle. Omar abiyom in mitzidat tavra. There's a difference between chutzlus manoi and chutzlum koimoi by shlomim, because it's noyig by cholas vachim. Malo chutzlum koimoi apoysel by shlomim, shekeinu noyig by cholas vachim. Toim shaloi lishmoi, sheni noyig ala bepesel chattas bulvat. How do you know to be marba that? Elam ayesel chomeima, ma shlom dov apoysel by moitzim de pigol, dov amakav ma vien li de pigol, hachanami dov apoysel moitzim de pigol, dov makav ma mivet de pigol. Fine, that's the rule. We find by a mincha somebody's koymer, it's a nice and bekli, moilach makter, this is by a mincha. All these things are pigle. Bishlam a koymer is equivalent to shoychet. Moilach, hainu moilach. Makter, hainu zarek. El nois and bekli, my neil. Where do we get that by a mincha there's pigle when you put the mincha into the kli? Where do we find an equivalent? Where do we find the equivalent by a korban? Says the Gemara, it's not Elo Noisim Bekli, my neil. Ilei Madidomi LeKabbalah. Now this is Mamish Apella. Me Domi? Now obvious, it's obvious that putting into a kli is like Kabbalah. Obviously. It's almost exactly the same. The Gemara says not the same. Why? Says the Gemara, Hoso Memele. Hacha iu koshakol v'rami. Mamish apella the Gemara. The Gemara says, over here by the mincha, you're putting it in. You're doing kmitzah. You're putting the mincha into the kli. By the blood, it's falling into the kli by itself. So, do you realize what's going on in the Gemara? The Gemara is saying like this. Shchite. Shchite kmitzah, they're very much the same. That's good enough of an equivalency. Right? Even though, I don't know if any of you see any shaykhs from shchite kmitzah. But that's no problem. That's dummy way, that has the same track. But nois and bekli, where's the shaykhs? Elamai, what do you tell me? Kabbalah, by the blood, it falls by itself. And then you're putting it in. Also, that's more of a distinction than kmitzah and shchite. That's the way the Gemara reads. The Gemara is saying here that why by a mincha is putting it into the kli make it possible, we don't find the equivalent by a korban. Kmitza, that's good, that's shchita. But Kabbalah, by blood it falls into the kli by itself. And here you're putting it into the kli. That's more of a distinction than kmitza and shchit. But that's how the Gemara reads. Mamish apliya. So Rav Aaron Leib here in the Eilas HaShachar, I don't know exactly what he means, but he says here like this, he says, very strange. It says when it's less of a Kabbalah, meaning something which is dropping, so you're catching it. That's called catching it. But if you're putting it, you didn't catch it. Again, I hear what he's saying. I don't see how that distinction is a bigger distinction than kmitza and shchita. That's my problem. I don't chap. I understand what you're saying. I understand. He's saying, l'chor, it's the same. Meaning, what kind of svar is this? Putting it in, catching it, what's the difference? He's saying, there is a difference because putting it into the kli means that the kli didn't catch anything. It's not called catching. You know, by a get, there's such a thing, v'nosam b'yod. So if the woman grabs it, it's a problem. I've been by many Sidrei Gittin where we had to tell the woman to accept the get again. Because she especially the women that are excited to get a get, so they have to get. As if an osam biyoda. So we make him take it back and to drop it. She has to get. So if Aaron Leib is saying such a type of smoga, that if you put it into the kli, so it's hard to say the kli caught it. It's more like you put it there. The kli didn't capture it, Kilo. I hear the smoga. But the Gemara is being very liberal. Kmitza, shchita, it's good, it's close, it's similar. They're cousins. Distant cousins, it's good enough. You don't need psuliadis here, right? And all of a sudden here, we don't understand what's going on, what's a pshadda. There's a brisker rav that tries to come up with a different idea. He says that really, there's two parts to the avodah by Kabbalah. Right? There's the blood going down, and there's the one capturing the blood. Right? So he says, by regular Kabbalah, it's the one holding the kli that's doing the avodah. By nesina b'kli, it's the one who's putting it in that's doing the avodah, not the kli. So it's almost like that's the issue. We don't have a avodah of a makabel. But again, it's also somehow relying on the fact that we're being more medaktik here with this than by shechita and kmitza, which is still difficult to understand. Rabbi said we need a lot more time in the sugya. I'm just going to give you a couple of my makomises here for next week. If you could look up the Rambam in Maaseh Korbanos, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, regarding this issue. And another Rambam. Let me just get the other Rambam. It's later on. Here, Psulei Mekdashim, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Beis. Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Beis. And I don't know if the Olam has access to the Reb Chatzka Abramsky. That maybe we'll put online for the Olam. Reb Chatzka Abramsky is in the third Perek of Menachos. And the end of the Tesef, the third Perek. We'll believe that we'll put online. Okay.